out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't think the Bible is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Thursday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, shooting at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, US of A. It's a few minutes after 3 p.m. out here on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 6 if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. If it ain't that time, then perhaps you are listening to us as a rerun here on the Crab Diving Network, streaming 24/7, or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at crabdiving.com. Thanks for joining us. This is late, slightly later version of the show. If you're listening live, we are going 3 to 5 Pacific today instead of 2 to 4. But we're going to be here for the next couple of hours. My name is Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. What's up, America?
What up, America? Yeah, we're streaming at you a little late today. We had issues going on at the facilities here at Crab Diving Studios.
Oh, yes. Facility issues.
They're selling the building. We had a parade of some twunts.
Yes.
Some cool people coming through the apartment looking
mostly
at it.
Mostly twunts, though. I felt like I was at a zoo. People, they just come and stare at you.
I think most people said hi. I would say it was less than half were assholes. And there were a couple that were weird. Obvious Trump voters. Just spectacular, yes. Moneyed dickwads who looked at us as if we were some kind of thing growing on the side of their finger. As they were looking through the apartment. But so anyway, we are here now. Instead of 2 to 4 p.m., we're going to be here from 3 to 5. Live for you all. Thanks for listening to us this lovely Thursday. Tweet us during the show if you like, at Crab Diving, one word, CrabDiving. You can also sling us a message over at our Facebook page, facebook.com/crabdiving, where all the cool kids hang out. Lots going on today. We got all kinds of, we got some headlines and shit. Let's get to the headlines, see what is going on in the world.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower. Los Angeles, California, Dateline, September 22nd, 2016.
The year of our Lord.
These are your headlines. over at the Commie Pinko Liberal.
It's fate.
Huffington the Post.
Fuck you, boy.
The headline. Oh, this isn't the story I thought it was. This is the other cop shooting. Charlotte Shame. Fatal shooting vid stays secret. Gee, I wonder why.
Good God, man.
Is the headline over at the HuffPo. The footage of the Charlotte police fatally shooting a black man this week will not be released publicly anytime soon, according to the police chief, if at all. Okay, this is some bullshit.
Why?
This is we need to surround the police facilities and demand the release of these fucking videos, because this is some bullshit. If the video showed that it was a justifiable shooting, it would be out in 4.5 seconds.
So what the fuck is happening?
They're obfuscating and covering their asses and probably sending it off somewhere where they can actually edit it. Put a gun in his hand.
Oh, yeah. They're sending it to DreamWorks.
There's outrage over the shooting of 43-year-old Keith Lamont Scott from Tuesday after two nights of protests in the central part of Charlotte, North Carolina. Parts getting a little violent-y. The police chief, K-E-R-R is his first name, Kerr Putney. Police Chief Kerr Putney said, when should you expect it to be released? You shouldn't expect it to be released, he told reporters.
Why? Like, we don't have the right to fucking see that?
He insists that withholding the video from the public is in the interest of the Scott family. If you think we should publicly display a victim's worst day, that's not transparency. We'll release it when we believe it is a compelling reason. That's bullshit. Drag this guy out of his office and fire him. Drag everybody out and put that video out right now. That's some fucking bullshit. You work for us, you assholes.
Honestly, it's like, has this guy existed in a void this past year?
He was asked if, you know, they're claiming that Mr. Scott had a gun, Keith Lamont Scott. Eyewitnesses and the family say he did not. And when asked about that, if he saw a gun in the video, oh, this is the reason they're not releasing it. Putney said, the video does not give me an absolute definitive visual evidence that would confirm that person is pointing a gun.
So
in other words, we don't have proof.
So we're not
going to release it.
But is there a gun? Or
they don't have proof exonerating their evil cops, so they're not going to release it. That's what he's telling us.
But God, it should be released. I mean, let's say it doesn't. Let's say the video reveals nothing for either side. We should still fucking see it because it's our video, right? I mean, we own it's the people. We pay the police.
I would think so.
Show us the fucking video.
Police
dickhead.
Don't seem to be big on that whole accountability thing these days, though. They're supposed to be better than us, Ryan, and we're supposed to allow them to shoot and kill us willy-nilly as long as they feel they need to.
Well, you know, I mean,
and we should shut the fuck up.
So he's saying the reasoning is we shouldn't see it because there's no reason.
He's saying that it's going to hurt the family who is screaming to release that tape. The family wants to see that tape. It's just going to hurt the family showing the last moments of their loved one. What bullshit. What saccharine lies coming from this police officer saying, this police chief, this scumbag, obfuscating scumbag, saying that, oh my God, we're just doing it to protect the family. You lying sack of shit. You're doing it to protect your family, you piece of crap.
Absolutely. I mean, I mean, even if
it shows that there was a gun,
right.
We need to see it.
Yes.
And you're a lying, obfuscating piece of crap.
I mean,
because if he came out raging with a gun on that video.
Oh, we'd see it.
Two minutes after it happened, this piece of shit would have put it out, not caring about the family.
Not giving one fucking shit.
Because it's saving their officers. He wouldn't give a shit.
God. I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, it's fucking unbelievable. I mean, surely to God, can Obama do anything? Can Obama make the guy fucking produce the tape? Can someone? Because I imagine the governor, the attorney general, this is North Carolina, right?
Well, hopefully, yeah.
Well, they're not going to do anything. Yeah. But, I mean, maybe, I mean, I assume the ACLU or someone will sue to get the fucking videotape, right?
Right.
I mean, surely that will happen. Because that's our tape. I mean, if you live in that county, if you live in that area, that's your fucking tape. It's not the cops. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, but, everywhere they're trying to suppress these tapes. It's amazing also how many don't work, right?
The actual officer that did the shooting, their body cam wasn't working for some strange reason at that exact moment.
Oh, my God. Dude,
I don't know how black people aren't burning every city.
Absolutely.
I got to be honest with you.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, what are you supposed
to... Not that justifies it.
No, not at all. But how are you supposed to appeal for calm when you are not getting justice? I don't understand. I mean, does this cop realize what he's doing to his community? He's burning the fucking community. How is the mayor or anybody in charge supposed to say, listen, guys, I promise you justice will be served. There's no need to riot. We're going to take care of this. How's that going to happen?
This certainly doesn't help. They're trying to prevent people from rioting and getting angry. And now he's saying, well, you shouldn't expect to see it at all.
I mean, what is it? This is to protect one fucking cop?
Or I don't know. Who knows? I don't know how many cops took shots at this guy. Well, and the other one is the other news that's going on.
Well, I mean, also, too, the other thing we don't know. I mean, if they're covering up the tape, if that's going on, if the tape's being doctored, if it's damaged or whatever, I mean, there could be a conspiracy associated with this. Who knows why they're fucking hiding the tape?
We know why they're hiding the tape.
Well, yeah, because there's some bad shit on it.
We know exactly why they're hiding the tape.
But we don't know how deep it could go. I mean,
amazing.
We need to see the fucking tape. Oh, shit.
You people will get the information we decide to give you. Fuck that. Right. Maybe some police stations need to be surrounded. And
I was just
peacefully protested against.
Right. God, we're in an amazing time. It's an amazing time. I mean, this Black Lives Matter movement, and you think about like marriage equality. Are we in the middle of a civil rights movement? Is this another civil rights era? Like,
I don't think it ever ended, but I think we're going to be in the middle of some civil rights riots.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
Overdue, apparently.
Right.
Not that we condone the violence. But I understand it. There's people they were interviewing saying, "What we've done the peaceful protest thing."
Yeah,
they're killing people left and right still.
Now what?
Not that again. That justifies the violence, but you have to understand the community. There's black pundits on TV who are millionaires who are saying, "Look, I'm worried about my kids that are in really good schools driving." This one guy said, "I tell my kids, keep your hands on 10 and 2. Look the officer in the eye. Don't reach for anything. Yes, sir. No, sir. Follow every direction implicitly." He said, "Now we have multiple times of video proof that show that complying fully doesn't matter and doesn't get you not shot."
It's crazy. I mean, it shouldn't... getting pulled over by the cops shouldn't be a death sentence.
We had that.
Even if something weird happens.
It's so crazy to me that it wasn't much more of an outrage that social worker, remember the social worker like a month ago who was lying on the street with his hands up in the air next to his autistic.
Oh, God.
Patient.
Yes.
Who they thought had a gun, but it was a toy truck.
Yeah.
And he was saying, "I'm this man's caretaker. He's not violent. This is a toy truck. He doesn't have a gun." They were surrounded by cops and they shot him. They shot the man lying on the street
with a truck.
The social worker.
They shot.
Who was laying there trying to protect the evil black kid with the gun, which was an autistic kid sitting there with a toy truck. So they're taught to dehumanize, and that's Or they're allowed, we should say, to dehumanize black people. People in general, but especially black people.
You know, T.I., the rapper, do you see that he arranged he restaged all these shootings of unarmed black people, but he switched the black people out with white people and the cops.
Right.
White cops out with black cops. So maybe this will help white people understand. It's so fucked up. It's so depressing. You think about it, like somebody out there think about that. There's a white guy out there somewhere sitting on a pickup truck in the middle of Arkansas. It's like, "I just don't understand. Black lives matter.
All lives matter."
No, they don't. They do.
Problem is, not in America.
America. And we're supposed to be the fucking example, motherfuckers. We aren't. Ain't gonna release the fucking tape.
So there we go. That's the headline over at the HuffPo. Is that this piece of shit scumbag police department? I'm reading comments and people are like, "I don't get why this guy is so hostile in this press conference and everything," where he's like basically saying, "Look, you'll get what we fucking give you."
Jesus Christ.
They need somebody needs to be removed.
instantly. Obama.
This guy needs to
come on, Obama.
Be dragged out.
I mean, we need our leader to step up and say, hey, we're going to fix this shit in North Carolina. I don't know how. We're going to get that tape. So right. Fuck this. Does that guy think, does that fucking asshole think that, is it a police commissioner who said that? Or
Police Department Chief Kerr Putney.
Does fucking Kerr Putney think that tape's not coming out? Because it's coming out. Don't you think? I mean, someone will sue for that tape, and someone was gonna get a hold of that tape. So why doesn't he just get ahead of it and give it to the public or release it?
He claims to have the actual gun. He claimed in this press conference that he had the actual gun.
Oh, okay.
He showed the actual gun that Keith Lamont Scott pointed at officers.
I'm sorry if don't believe you.
I mean, he showed the gun that one of the North Carolina officers had in their trunk and dropped it in Mr. Scott's van.
I got a whole bag of them. You never know.
Unbelievable.
I mean, it's crazy. Don't you think it's crazy that this guy has the expectations that we're not going to see that tape?
Right.
You know we're going to see that fucking tape. So why doesn't he just fucking skip to the point where he gives... Then he doesn't look like a total fucking asshole. But who knows? Who knows what he's hiding? So so crooked. And of course it's the South. God fucking damn it. Of course.
North Carolina. The headline over at the Drudge.
Hey, boy.
Report, ladies and gentlemen.
You know, and I'm so sorry, but North Carolina, and the irony is, they're so scared of what's going on in bathrooms. They're so scared. My God, your cops are shooting people, and there's no accountability. Fuck what happens in a bathroom, you fucking idiots.
Drudge is still having a racist gasm over on their page, showing every piece of video and every picture of any chaotic scene from last night's stuff in Charlotte. Thugs Ooh. Of Charlotte is one of the little headlines. White man dragged, beaten, begging for mercy.
Oh my God, man.
Tonight, the headline says, calm or chaos.
Fuck you.
State of emergency. The evil Negroes are rampaging, everybody. Watch out. According to Drudge.
Doesn't...
Calm or chaos.
That fucking asshole.
It should be chaos.
Right. I mean, doesn't he feel like he's inciting people, this Drudge, with that kind of sensationalistic bullshit? I mean, you fucking asshole. You built a whole empire on a cum shot, spattered upon a dress. And now you're inciting people.
He doesn't give a shit.
You know what I mean? Don't you think that headline's a little sensational?
We're surprised by this?
Yeah, but it sucks.
From the Drudge Report?
But it sucks. No one is helping today.
So there you go. That's the headline over at the Drudge Report. They're predicting calm or chaos tonight from all the rampaging Negroes in North Carolina.
You know what we should be predicting? Are cops going to shoot any more citizens? Unarmed citizens.
Right.
Who are the cops going to shoot today? That's what the concern should be.
There is... I wanted to play this yesterday. We played most of this, but I wanted to finish up the clip of Don King. We didn't even get to the money shot. All this crap that this idiot was saying yesterday.
Money shot.
We didn't get to the end of it. Yesterday, Don King, or 2 days ago, no, yesterday, Don King,
fuck you,
was speaking at the Midwest Vision and Values Pastors Leadership Conference in Cleveland, Ohio.
Oh my God, what Vision Values? Is this where he dropped
Midwest
the N-word?
Vision and Values, yeah.
Okay.
This is Don King speaking.
Yes,
sitting behind him, Donald Trump.
Oh, perfect.
Who laughed with glee when. We played yesterday when Don King accidentally said the N-word.
Yes.
Don Trump thought that was funny as fuck.
Oh, my God. He loves that. And, he wish he had said it.
And the sitting next to Donald Trump is the whitest man in the universe, Mike Pence.
Ooh, perfect.
So this is the whole entourage is there.
Yes.
And here is the end of what Don King was saying. He said that... Remember, he said that he doesn't like people trying to ridiculize Donald Trump. When I see people ridiculize him, he said, or try to ostracize and pervert, I want you to understand. He's one of the original.
Don't ridiculize me.
Word maker uppers, though.
Oh, yes. Don King.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, listen, Don, you don't really have to ridiculize Trump. He's ridiculous.
So here's like the last around minute that we didn't get to of Don King spewing for Trump.
And it does my heart good, my heart reflecting nostalgically. It's a joy to me when we save Cleveland and be able to let the leaders come from Carl Burton Stokes and all the rest of them that would come up in there to change things in America, in Ohio, the great state of Ohio, to come here today to bring a man that says we're going to change the nation. And I'm honored and privileged, dedicated to the commitment of the principles of this great nation, to introduce to you the next president of the United States, Donald J. Trump. Donald J. Trump. Donald J. Trump. For the people, not for him so much as the people, but he's the leader that will lead us to the promised land. Let's get rid of this system, and he's the man to do it.
He will lead us to the promised land.
Donald J. Trump.
Yesterday.
Good God, dude.
Yesterday, we found out that the way Donald J. Trump is going to lead black people to the promised land is by stopping and frisking them first.
Oh, that's right. By the way, that little gif you put up of Donald's stop and frisk where he's getting handsy with Ivanka. Hilarious.
I put up the
very funny
the file of him patting his daughter on the butt after she successfully gave a nice speech. Nice speech, baby.
By the way, you can find that on crabdiving.com and also on our Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving. And if you want to buy something on Amazon, and go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. If you use our portal, we get a commission off of whatever you fucking buy.
All right.
Yay.
So Donald will lead us to the promised land.
That's ridiculous. Ridiculous. So you know how you, what did he say? Ridiculize?
So stupid.
You know how you,
the way they ridiculize him.
You know how you do that? You know how you ridiculize Trump?
Bigly.
Yes, it's huge. Just say what he said.
Well, that's the problem.
Just say what he fucking said.
Then he'll sue you for libel when you play a direct clip of something he said.
We're saying what you said. That's it, you fuckhead.
Tweet us during the show at crabdiving, one word, CRABDIVING.
Hello.
Thanks to Anthony for liking our show tweet just now.
Oh, yeah, man.
Grazie. I've got some stuff here. We got, let's get to the fun stuff here. You'll recall a state senator from the sovereign state of Arkansas.
Yes.
Who has been in the news many times,
okay,
for heinous, awful things that he has said in the past.
Okay.
Basically like backing up students that have raped girls and, you know.
What a great he's fucking
just
guy.
He's just a loathsome, disgusting Christo-fascist in a big, big, big way.
Christo Ninny.
Down in the state of Arkansas.
Fuck you.
He tweeted.
Right.
That he was upset about. Well, first of all, he doesn't understand the First Amendment. The Facebook took down some anti-Muslim posts that he had put up.
No, what a dick.
After people had complained and Facebook agreed that it violated the community standards.
Ooh.
But then I guess he whined and cried enough that they put them back.
What?
Or no, now it says that. This reporter says he was blocked so he got, by Rapert. So he's not sure if they're back or not, but other people say they are. So, first of all, he tweeted, Facebook restored my posts. They tell reporter they made an error in removing them. The First Amendment wins. You have no First Amendment rights on Facebook or Twitter or anything. I responded, in fact, on Facebook to somebody else, a comment somewhere, who was upset about somebody, they weren't even removed from Twitter. Okay. They just received a hellstorm of righteous attacks because they said something racist. So they said something racist. There's a hellfire attack upon them.
Okay.
And then this person is screaming First Amendment.
But you can, Twitter and Facebook
are private businesses.
You can do whatever. You can't.
Exactly. And regardless, it's not a government entity. First Amendment is in regards to the freedom of speech you have from the government and with the government.
Right.
If you walked into crab diving and started yelling the C word and the N word and the F word and all kinds of stuff, we could arrest you, have you arrested and throw you out of our property for that. You don't have a freedom of speech to walk into our house and yell things.
Yeah, I'm going
to
sick the hound on you. Get him, Kate.
Right?
Get him.
I mean, so these pant sweaters that get all upset about the First Amendment when somebody jumps on them for something heinous they say on social media. And this is one of those cases.
Yeah.
And this is a legislator who doesn't know what the First Amendment means.
It's so funny. It's like people don't understand it. Yes, you can say whatever you want, but there are consequences. Right?
So, one of the comments was about the New York bombing. Regardless of who's responsible for these events today. So this is when it had just happened. And they didn't even have the guy yet. They didn't even, I don't think they were even sure what was going on. So he writes, regardless of who's responsible for these events today, we need to round up every single Muslim extremist sympathizer other anti-American crazies and detain them or deport them. And for goodness sake, stop bringing more Muslims into this nation.
That is...
Who decides who the Muslim extremist sympathizers are and other anti-American crazies?
That's a legislator?
Half of his constituency would go to crab diving webpage or Facebook page and declare us anti-American crazies. Therefore, he thinks we should be rounded up and deported also.
What do you think he feels like Kaepernick and all these athletes kneeling during the national anthem? I wonder what this fuck thinks about that.
I don't think he does a lot of thinking.
Yeah. Un-American.
It says that I encourage anyone who has experienced having a conservative or Christian post removed from Facebook, please contact me. I think it's him. Yeah. Please contact me with your story. At jasonrapert@senate.ar.gov, a social media platform that specifically offered to allow individuals and organizations to share their ideas freely. It's not.
No, it's Facebook, it's not. Dickhead.
It's not.
You're the product. Yes, it's free to post all that shit on there, but someone owns it.
They must not act to suppress the free speech rights of those users if their comments are truthful, not vulgar, and not in violation of the law.
Yes.
He doesn't know what he's talking about. Uh-uh. So this dummies electing dummies.
It's so depressing. Maybe I just had an idea. Maybe we don't let stupid people actually learn how to read.
Well, they're already doing that.
Yeah. They might as well not be able to.
Teach them how to recognize an R. That's all they do.
God, a Republican.
Yeah. When you're flipping that lever.
Damn, that's depressing, man.
Excuse me.
Especially in the bless you. God bless you.
Thank you. Which one?
If you, whichever. Ganesh. By the way, if you really want to bless us, go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Go to Amazon via our portal and buy some shit.
Oh, cheers to Anthony, who's listening in Melbourne right now.
Hello.
Tweeted us on the crab diving. Thanks,
Melbourne,
man. Thanks for
Florida.
Listening. Melbourne, Australia.
There's a Melbourne, Florida as well.
There is a Melbourne, Australia.
Right.
They got nut jobs down in Australia, too.
No, yeah. You know, Australia is like Florida.
So we feel you.
What'd you say?
We feel.
Yes. Everybody's getting felt. Australia is like Florida, except like everything that can hurt you in Florida is in Australia, except it's fucking bigger.
And poisonier.
It'll fuck you
aren't
up.
There more, aren't there more deadly
well, yeah, it's funny. There's
creatures per square foot or whatever in Australia? Than
go to
else?
Amazon, buy that Bill Bryson book in a sunburnt country.
Or if you're a Republican in this country, it's a black neighborhood.
Oh, yes.
More dangerous.
Cassowaries. You know what a cassowary is?
It's a big bird.
It's a big bird.
With a talon.
With a talon that is made to eviscerate you from whatever this is all the way up to your fucking aorta.
From your
pop your way open.
From your balls to your chin.
Oh, yeah.
Unless you're a lady.
They'll deball you. Dangerous.
So a big crabby F you to Jason Rapert of Arkansas.
My dick, sir. Fuck you, man. Fuck you. God.
Except down in Australia, they did something about their gun problem.
Oh, yes.
Not here.
No, and you think about Australia. I mean, you walk around, there's all kinds of shit you might need to shoot. It's going to attack you. Although, I don't know. How do you shoot a snake if it's coming after you? You got to have an Uzi.
Yeah, it's
if you were gonna
buckshot or birdshot.
Oh, yeah. That's the kind of gun I would get because I don't have good aim, so I need to get something that spreads.
A shotgun with any kind of shot?
I need a saw. Kate, get me a sawed-off shotgun, double pump action. Mister.
This is amazing. And if anybody with a vagina.
Yes.
Or who is sympathetic to those with vaginas.
Kate, that's you.
Not I mean, not because they have vaginas. We right. just are, you know, everybody should be equal. There was a column at World Nut Daily.
Oh, God.
Also called World Nut Daily.
Oh, yes. My nuts.
But a lot of Trumpian shit being espoused over at World Nut Daily.
Ooh.
And we know they've embraced and are lavishly licking
Ooh, yes.
the waxed sack of Ooh. Alex Jones over at InfoWars.
Is he waxed? You know, is he manscaped? Manscapes.
You know, he works out like a nut, right?
Does he really? Is it true?
You know, he oils up and flexes in front of a full-length mirror.
Does he need to oil? You see how much he perspires. He doesn't That's need any too. Other fucking moisture on his fucking skin. Is it true he has a Nazi swastika shaved into his sack hair?
You have to press both of his balls together though, to form the... It's like half of the... It's like that, Mad Magazine back cover where you fold it.
I don't remember. Oh, but you got to squeeze.
It's a drawing that's full.
Okay.
It's a full cartoon. Yes. And then also, if you fold it in thirds, it forms a second cartoon.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That means something else.
I know of which you speak.
So there's a column over at World Nut Daily by, I guess, see, this shows that even if you're educated and have degrees and stuff, it doesn't mean that you're not a spectacular, a horrible asshole.
Oh, yes.
He's a psychology professor, but he's a Trumpian, a Trumpalo, a Trumpet.
Okay.
In other words, a racist fuck.
He's a professor of psychology.
I don't get it.
And he supports this. He supports anybody Keith in the
Abloh.
GOP.
Keith Abloh is all I have to say.
But Keith Fox Abloh News, sold out to be on fucking television.
The most vile, one of the most vile creatures on Fox News.
He said soccer is for pussies.
Kind of. So this guy wrote, Kent G. Bailey is his name, and he wrote a profoundly moronic screed about seven reasons. The headline is seven reasons. You have to keep it under 10 because
oh, yes.
his readers won't be able to count past.
Well, David Letterman did top 10. I think that's why.
So... It's the seven reasons Hillary versus Trump is not a fair fight.
For whom?
Well, I've already established. This guy is a older, white jerk-off.
Benghazi.
Hillary Clinton looks... This is an alleged PhD...
Where is he from?
In psychologically.
Yes.
It doesn't say where he's from.
Yeah, but he's
Kent G. Bailey.
He's getting that southern voice. Okay.
But it says Kent G. Bailey, PhD.
Okay.
How can he not?
You're right. I mean, it's just a bad day for the South.
Hillary Clinton looks more stressed, haggard, and out of focus with each passing day.
So what?
The brutal head-to-head war between the Donald and her is taking a terrible toll on her psychological well-being, sense of self,
what?
And physical health. Now, this is a man who should have his credentials revoked.
Fuck yeah. He's nuts.
Because he's diagnosing someone without ever having met them, without ever having talked to them, without ever studied them.
Yes.
He's decided that his orange daddy is needs to take over America because of all the scary Islamis.
Yeah.
And he's decided that that Hillary Clinton is obviously has psychological problems.
Oh, yeah. Duh.
From a paleopsychological standpoint, it simply is not natural, normal, or fair for a diminutive, pudgy, non-athletic, and cerebral old lady to be forced into combat with an imposing 6'3", 237-pound septuagenarian who drives a golf ball 300 yards and eats nails for breakfast.
Mm, yummy.
He just wrote this.
Everybody start jacking off. This is insane. What is he, a septuagenarian?
How is this man not septuagenarian? How is this man not?
What does that mean?
70, somebody over 70.
Okay.
How does this man, this Kent G. Bailey?
Yeah.
This snot drizzle of a horrible human being. I don't understand.
He's a loon.
He's a college professor.
Oh my God! This has to be from the South. Absolutely. A big, tall, imposing white guy.
Yeah, so listen to this. So he basically goes on. These seven reasons are all that because of science and paleopsychology, which is...
What is that?
Ridiculous.
Is it like caveman shit? Like that paleo diet?
Yeah, it's the study of apparently... What we do.
Oh, yes.
Because we're cavemen. So.
Oh, yeah. I want a fucking mastodon.
Which in his case is true. And in the Trumpolo's case, probably not all that inaccurate.
Oh, yeah. They're not evolved.
She's a diminutive, pudgy, non-athletic, and cerebral old lady. Or cerebral, however you pronounce
it. Cerebral, pudgy. What is it? What's the other one? It's stupid. The way she... She was a Secretary of State. And a senator.
Now listen to what
he
writes.
Fuck.
Circumstances have forced Clinton into this freakish situation, and she feels and detests it with every cell in her body.
What? What is freakish about this?
Has he had a session with Madam Secretary? How does he know this?
I don't. You know what? You know how he knows this? Because she's a woman.
She's on
sexism.
She is on an unwanted and nightmarish battlefield upon which she must fight this Goliath. Not only for personal victory, but also for all women of the world.
Is he being sarcastic?
No. No, this guy is...
He's saying... God. He's saying her reasons are misguided for running for president?
No, he's saying that she's been dragged into this as because she's got a vagina.
Oh, okay.
And that the only reason that she's... stepping into the ring with that big, strong man is because the world is saying, you've got a vagina. We need a vagina as a president.
Can we get some ovaries in this motherfucker?
Then he goes on, let me offer a few paleo psychological observations.
Oh, geez. Let me write it down. Kate, write these down.
First, it is medical and scientific fact that stress is powerfully correlated with the causes of a wide range of physical and psychological pathologies. And it can also aggravate just about any pre-existing condition. Moreover, chronic and prolonged stress is the kind plaguing Hillary.
Yes.
How does he know she's stressed out?
I don't know.
Is especially problematic. And it is reaching a fever pitch as her polls sink and the debates are days away. I'm amazed she's not completely fallen apart already.
Oh, my God. What the fuck is he talking about? Falling apart.
It's too stressful for poor Hillary. For poor, fragile, little, vagina-possessing, titty-having...
Oh, yes.
Hillary.
The titty-having. She can't handle the stress. She was Secretary of State, you fucking dickhead.
Traumatic and unexpected events contribute to stress. Hillary never expected to meet Trump, of all people, on the political battlefield. She thought she would face an establishment Republican nice guy like low-energy Jeb or chin-quivering John Kasich.
Did anyone think that any of those Republicans in the primary would have ran a quote-unquote nice campaign? Not possible for any of them. They're all shitheads, especially this one. No one expected Trump to be nice.
I just saw we now have an apology from Jason Rapert.
No, okay.
Emailed an apology. The posts were removed
to us
in error and restored from Facebook.
Okay. He's a dick.
But then apparently, it was an apology from Facebook. I'm sorry. Facebook was like, they were moved in by accident.
Oh, they didn't mean to.
Well, what happened was people probably flagged them
and they, goes
and they
down.
Get pulled down automatically. And then a human reviews them.
And what did they decide? It wasn't hate speech?
Apparently not. Huh. You can say that we should round up every Muslim in the country and deport them. I guess that's not a bad thing to say.
And by the way, if you're an atheist and you have an atheist fucking page or something, you put shit about the Satanic Temple or whatever, you get flagged.
I have news on Satanic Temple.
Oh, I saw that. You posted something and then you know, all these Christians, they fucking take your shit down, right? They flag you.
So this profoundly moronic screen. These are the people who are voting. These are the Trumpalos. These are the Phyllis Schlafly's who that old hag made a living telling people they should stay, telling women they should stay home and be pregnant. She's out making a living.
These people are deplorables. These are the deplorables, right?
I can't believe Kent Bailey is really working.
He's a teacher, dude.
Yeah. Third, our species history and our human nature have no place for head-to-head combat between the genders. Because he's equating this as, like, it's literally going to be physical contact. Like, they're going to lock Hillary and Don in a cage. And Tina Turner is going to come out and sing.
Tina.
And that it's going to be the best of three falls.
Oh, yeah. Wait a second.
How moronic of this person.
Oh, yeah.
Head-to-head combat between females, between genders, because females are simply too valuable to waste on hopeless and non-adaptive ventures.
God, leave it to the Republicans to make it about fucking gender.
And turn women into a little possession that should be in a china cabinet at home.
Oh, sure. Fuck yeah. She can't handle running for president. God, if she can't handle it, who can?
Fourth, when a woman is faced with male aggression, her first instinct is to cry for help and find a male protector to do the fighting for her.
Oh, my fucking God.
Her first instinct is cry for help and find a male protector to do the fighting for her.
Has this person met Hillary Clinton? Has he met Hillary fucking Clinton?
And this is a guy who, I mean, he's old enough. Sure, he's pretty old. He may not have even been able to get it up back then. But he was probably jerking his nasty white little pud to Margaret fucking Thatcher.
Oh, yeah. I think about her when I enter a tube sock.
So what do they say about her?
Fuck, I don't
know. What does this pseudoscience say about her? You're paleo.
Feckless.
Psychological.
Everybody's feckless per this paleo fucking shit.
Hubby Bill has been the real power behind Hillary's entire political career.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And her two attempts at the presidency. And he has rushed to her aid frequently in past weeks.
I mean,
then last week, her friend, in quotes, and master of charisma, Barack Obama, came in like a tag team wrestler to nip at Trump and try to improve the ratings.
Dude, I mean, he's okay. It's a knock against Obama because he's charismatic. He's a good speaker.
Master of charisma.
Well, that's what
he's that sneaky magical Negro, you know.
Oh yes. You know, does he have special powers?
Yeah, they do that. Fifth, during the hunting and gathering phase of human history,
fuck off.
Females depended on males for provisioning and protection, and depended heavily on both males and other females during pregnancy. Given the dangers and privations of this way of life, the human female is by nature cautious, conforming, highly adaptable under varying conditions, and deferential to potentially dangerous male authority figures. So women, naturally, their natural state is to be delicate little flowers
Oh, yes.
who are deferential to male authority figures.
Oh, right. What kind of flower is Hillary? What
he
kind
says
of
she's always needed male protection.
That's so stupid. How the fuck does he know all this? What is he basing this on? Just observations? He's made while he's watching fucking C-SPAN?
He's a fraud. He's a fraud. Six, the human female has never defined band, tribe, or national borders, nor once defended them.
This guy's nuts.
I don't know that that's not accurate. I think there may have been female leaders in the past.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially in other cultures, which, of course, this vile, white, Eurocentric dick cheese would not know anything about other cultures.
Joan of Arc! What the fuck about that?
That African cultures I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah,
that
sure.
Or South American cultures that are matriarchal. I'm sure they had women that defined band, tribe, or borders. I think it's an outright lie. Then he goes to talk about chimps.
What?
Jane Goodall describes how adult male chimps first define the borders of their particular group territories. Well, you know, I'm hoping that we have evolved just a little bit past our brothers, the chimps.
Yeah, well, maybe.
Some of us have.
There's no evolution, okay? That's a theory.
In humans... She described how the males define the borders and defend them against interlopers.
Oh, yes.
Interlopers. Often with extreme and deadly violence. Ooh.
I fight them off with my cock.
There's the Republican cum shot right there. Yeah. Ooh, extreme and deadly violence. Yeah.
Fire a load at that interloper.
This is never the responsibility of the female chimp. In humans, we have seen how well human females defend borders with Angela Merkel welcoming immigrant hordes across the borders of Germany. And Hillary Clinton set to do it if elected November 8th.
Our president, if elected, is going to help starving, scared, fucking Syrians running from ISIS. She's going to help them. What would fucking Jesus do, you fucking dickheads? God.
And then the final point of... if this wasn't on WND, it would be The Onion.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Total shit.
You would think this is beyond... This is hilarious.
It's so stupid.
Stupid this is. Seventh, if Hillary Clinton is elected, the continuing... Oh, here we go.
Okay.
The continuing infantilization and feminization of American men will further explode. Society as we know it will crumble, and the regression back to our pagan roots will be complete. There's the sentence
right
there that explains how right laying at the top of the basket of deplorables this pucker wrinkle is.
You know... He's right, though. This is going to lead to the pussification, literally. Like, do you remember?
I hope so.
Do you remember A Water World? Mm-mm. When Kevin Costner, he started sprouting a vagina behind his ears. It was actually a gill, but the joke was there's this dumbass scene where, the world's covered in water, and all of a sudden that people discover that Kevin Costner is evolving into a fish, and he has like webbing between his toes. And not only that, he's got gills right behind his ears.
I thought they were really.
They were gills.
I don't remember
right
the point
his
of
ears,
it.
But they look like a vagina.
I just remember it was dumb.
Oh, it was dumb as fuck. Yes,
and a bad movie. I don't care about vagina behind the ears. Rock
no,
on. But
sounds it, great.
Make the dialogue
literally.
Good. The feminist program was never designed to win by defeating men in direct competition.
Oh yes.
But rather to produce equality, in quotes.
What does that mean? If we're equal, we lose?
But turning men into women... Oh, I think he meant by.
Oh, yes.
By turning men into women and needing children.
Oh, really? Wait, I mean turn into a woman? When do my tits pop in? And I want to have a baby. I want those two things.
Oh, I see. The feminist program was never designed to win by defeating men in competition... But to produce equality by turning men into women and needy children.
God.
So
damn
instead
it.
Of women just being treated equally, this guy thinks the entire feminist movement means that you have to tear down men and chop their balls off to make everybody equal. How sad.
Everybody's got to be deballed.
How sad and terrified of his tiny little genitals is this guy? How pathetic and. how insecure are you in your masculinity that you really need your orange daddy to take over the country to give you your ball sack back.
And to think,
sad little man.
Dude, to think that there's any danger in this country of, I don't know, a female president is all of a sudden going to...
I think we should purge them all and make it all women.
Dude, they how can't violent
do,
are we?
They cannot do any worse than... all men have for the past couple hundred years.
What do you got to lose?
What have you got to
lose? What do you got to fucking lose?
What do you got to lose?
Like vagina's all around.
Like what Ginsburg said. Somebody asked her a stupid question of, well, you know, how many women on the Supreme Court would make you happy? And she said, well, nine.
Yeah.
And the person was like, well, what do you mean nine? She said, why are you responding in that way? It's been nine men for 200 plus years.
Oh, yeah.
Why would that be? What do you mean, all women?
So stupid.
How are the men going to be represented? Well, what do you mean, all women?
Oh, my God.
And then you say, well, you know, it's been all men for...
Right.
Oh, well, that's different. Then you get people
it,
like this.
You know what? It is different because we're inherently sexist.
Yeah.
We're just used to fucking seeing that everywhere. My God, I book a comedy show and I got, say I have five people on it. If four of them are women. They're like, wow, you got four women on a five person show? I'm like, yeah. But if you put all women on one comedy show, they're like, oh, it's female comedy night.
Right.
Shit, man, it's all white guys all the time, motherfucker.
So, in conclusion, he says, oh, wait. Donald Trump declared political correctness null and void, and yes, he's finally put the Democratic Party Republican Guard.
Oh,
he
shit.
Calls the Democratic Party the Republican Guard.
Wow.
The establishment media in its place. In conclusion, it is not natural for a woman to engage in direct combat with a man. And it borders on the bizarre when sick and unsteady Hillary is forced by circumstance onto the field of battle with Goliath.
Oh, shit.
God, this guy really is just sitting here thinking of Donald Trump. He's oiling Donald's shoulders as he's getting ready to go out.
Oh, yeah. Describe it slower, please. Slowly.
It's so vile and disgusting and I mean, homoerotic. Not that there's anything wrong with homoerotic. Right.
No, but listen.
But, I mean, and you know, this guy is probably as anti-gay as they come, too.
No shit. Do you think, if you think about these debates, who do you just, if somebody had to be David and somebody had to be Goliath, I'm sorry, Hillary is fucking Goliath and David is Trump.
Well, it depends on good guy, bad guy.
Well, I'm
narrative.
Just, yeah, that's true. I'm not even thinking of that. I'm thinking of pure strength. I mean, she was Secretary of State and a senator. She's studying for these debates. I mean, who's the underdog in the debates? It's got to be Trump.
And I've had people say, hey, you know, there's nothing wrong with the, you know, gays in the military. Look at the Greeks. Well, you know, they did have people come along who they loved. It was the same sex and would give them massages before they went into the battle.
I mean,
that's
you
what
know,
this guy's thinking of right now when he's so writing about Trump going into battle.
God, I guess, are people seeing Hillary as David and Trump as Goliath in these debates coming up? I mean, because I feel like, how the fuck is Hillary going to?
No, well, these guys are. Well, no, this guy hates Hillary. This is all a double lie, because the bullshit that he wrote here is almost like him saying, well, I feel sorry for poor little frail Hillary. Having to go into battle with big macho, big swinging balls, giant cocked Donald Trump. How is that little woman going to put up with him? It's so sad. I mean, it is really, really pathetic that he thinks this is a purely, it's like a physical battle.
Giant cocked.
And Donald, I'm sure, has not accomplished anything more than a quick shuffle in 30 years.
Oh, fuck
he
yeah.
He said he doesn't exercise. He said that he gets his exercise by gesturing.
That's insane.
He said that, by the way. That
was, oh, yeah, yeah. Like, a couple weeks ago. I mean, that is insane.
I get my eye gesture a lot.
He doesn't jazzercise.
I get my exercise that way.
Well, Hillary, none of them.
Every time I backhand a 14-year-old for not swallowing my cum.
Oh, shit, man.
It's 8 calories.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's all insane, though. Anybody running for president, they probably don't exercise much. I'm sure it's not good for your health. And, yeah, I'm sure Hillary probably looks and feels more tired than she did at the beginning of this fucking campaign, because it's a campaign. It's inherently stressful and hard and rigorous, right? It's a presidential campaign.
Well, yeah.
What do they want people to look like? I mean, how do they want people to seem, you know, not tired?
Why don't the Republicans put up the Rock? Really? Yeah. Why put up a 70-year-old obese man?
Why not Joe Piscopo? He's a conservative, right?
How do they think Trump is tough? That's what's weird.
I don't know.
On what planet is a coddled, obese, effete billionaire Trump tough?
Let's see. You know, what is that presidential fitness test that we all had to do in high school or middle school or whatever?
I remember that. Push-ups, sit-ups, all that shit.
I mean, if you put Hillary against Trump, they did that. Compare the results. I mean, I would think Hillary might do better.
I think she might do better, yeah.
I mean, he just...
After the pneumonia's guy.
Oh, yeah.
even scarier if you're on WND, you know, go down to the comments and... You're not going to find any dissent, really. The only dissent I'm seeing among all these deplorable, vile, subhuman creatures that are commenting on WND is this one guy who says, Hillary versus Trump, not a fair fight. Are you kidding? Hillary is tough as nails, and even her Secret Service men are afraid of her. Just read their books.
Oh, my God. You mean the Secret Service people that decided to write a tell-all book about working for Hillary?
Secret Service people.
You don't think they're biased for some reason?
They're right-wing nut jobs.
They're just trying to make some fucking money.
Hillary, I'm just glancing through these comments down here at the bottom. This is not a battle of men versus women, this person says. This is a battle of good versus evil. Evil. This is a classic story of an honorable hero fighting against the marshaled massive forces of iniquity.
Marshaled massive forces. That is so dramatic.
That's us.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, in this scenario,
we're marshaled.
We're the evil.
What does marshaled mean? Is that like we're armed for marshaled?
If the debates involved the Donald and shrillery stepping into the ring to duke it out.
Yes.
Everybody would put their money on Trump, but that's not even close to the case. Shrillery, like all Democratic presidential candidates, is the beneficiary of extreme affirmative action.
What?
All Democrat presidential candidates are the beneficiary of extreme affirmative action? These people are mentally ill.
That is
nuts. It's really the conservatives. A lot of you guys are mentally ill. You're just ill.
What about the affirmative action of being white, straight, and male? What about the product of that? I mean,
every detail of the debates will be tilted in her favor, including sympathetic moderators, which is a lie. The type of questions asked, the debate format, the audience, the production. So they're basically saying that by doing the debates like we've always done them, you're tilting it in favor of that gash.
How are we supposed to change it because there's a woman?
We want a big crowd in a stadium where Trump can go crooked Hillary they all go crazy. Woo!
They want a crowd for him to play for.
Trump is whining and crying because he didn't get Sean Hannity to run the debate for him, because that would be fair.
Well, you see,
Sean Hannity would be fair.
I mean,
child.
So now, how do we decide who wins the debate, by the way? Because you're going to have like the perceived, what all the normal people think, whoever won, because I don't know. But, or you're going to have the spin the Trump machine creates for after the debate. So like, We're in Bizarroville. That's all.
Here's a sane person who, of course, is soundly downvoted.
Yes.
In the comments over at WND. The rampant sexism in this column should get anyone paused. But beyond that, I would like to point out the blatant hypocrisy. Republicans objected to alcoholic presidents until Richard Nixon ran for office. Republicans objected to divorced presidents until Ronald Reagan ran for office.
Oh, shit.
Republicans objected to presidents who had been unfaithful to their wives until Newt Gingrich ran for office. Republicans objected to draft dodging presidents until George W. Bush ran for office.
Wow. And now what about who the fuck is this?
Republicans objected to Mormon presidents until Mitt Romney ran for office.
Jeez, guys.
So I simply have to wonder how long it will be until the Republicans run a woman candidate for office and proclaim it perfectly normal for a woman to run. After all, the admiration of Margaret Thatcher amongst Republicans is still running quite high.
Jesus Christ. So that's how gay people get equality. Across the board, we have to have a gay Republican president for that to be accepted.
Oh, boy. As a woman and paleo-feminist, I accuse you of being full of it. There's nothing sexist about this column or about Republicans. Hillary is garbage, a sociopathic liar, probably a murderer, certainly a traitor.
Good guy.
They're all so mentally ill. What do we do? How do we treat this mental illness?
You just have to hope that there are so many smart people that, well, how do you make that person better? Get away from them. I don't know.
Wait for him to die, I guess.
Yes, that's it. That's it. They'll be less irritating when they're, you know, fertilizer.
God.
How stupid.
I mean, that we're advocating ushering them towards it. It's just.
Of course not.
We will possibly do a jig or two when they do.
Yeah, you just got to wait for Father Time.
Unlike them.
Or mother time.
Who want to execute us.
Oh, sure.
The extremists on the right want us all executed.
You see how sexist we are? I just said father time.
Well, that's
because obviously father time. Time is male.
Mother nature.
Right. Oh, that's true. Mother time.
Sure.
This is insane. I mean, to me, it's really...
It's a really disgusting country that
it really
we live
is.
In. There's so many horrible people.
Because I think it should be celebrated that we could have a woman president. It's been white guys forever.
Right, and they're saying it shouldn't matter. And you know what? You're right. It shouldn't. We agree it shouldn't matter.
Yeah.
And hopefully, we've had the first black one, and hopefully we're having the first vagina-possessing one.
Yes.
And hopefully from now on, it won't matter and it won't be a factor. However, looking at this vile spewage that these misogynist
paleo-feminists.
God.
Paleo-feminist is an oxymoron, you moron. Because those were the days where they beat people over the women head with a club and drag them into their cave and fuck them.
Right.
She's mine.
And then they'd ride home on their triceratops.
Paleo-feminist.
Yeah.
What horrible people. Horrible,
disgusting.
I mean,
it's really a shame. I mean, this should be celebrated. I mean, we got a person running for president that was a secretary of state, a senator, well-qualified. It is not.
Immensely qualified. More qualified than BHO. More qualified than her husband at the time. If you look at credentials and the resume, far more qualified.
I mean, foreign policy.
And Obama even said that at the convention when he said, nobody, including me, not Bill, has more experience to run this country than Hillary Clinton.
And definitely not Donald Trump.
And they say, what has she done?
Everything.
I keep seeing that over and over. Name one accomplishment.
Well, I mean, this is someone that probably, almost, absolutely, if she was president tomorrow, we'd be okay. We would be fucking okay. If Donald Trump was president tomorrow, look me in the eye, you fucking wackos, and you tell me the country's okay. You're not nervous. You're not nervous if there's some kind of bullshit that goes down in the Middle East. He's in a Twitter war with the president of Mexico right after he visited, and he wasn't even president.
Yeah, right.
I mean, it's a fucking joke, man. I mean, the fucking scandal you talked about yesterday, a flagpole.
Oh, at Mar-a-Lago, he had a this is the Trump Foundation stuff where Mar-a-Lago was fined by the city or the county or whatever that they had a flagpole that was too high. And apparently Trump found Trump company kept saying, fuck you, we're not taking it down. And it's just they amassed like $150,000 in fines. When they finally litigated it, they lost. And the city or county, whoever it was, said, look, in lieu of paying $150,000 to us, write a check. I think it was for even less. I think it was for $100,000. So instead of $150,000 fine to the state, pay $100,000 to this veterans charity. And Trump said, okay. And then went into his Trump Foundation coffers.
Yes.
And wrote that check for $100,000 from the Trump Foundation, which is other people's money. It's not money he put in there.
And it start it was
and it's illegal.
And it's just a flagpole. That's the funny thing.
And it's, that's illegal. And he did it another time. There's another case of the same thing where he paid off somebody who sued him with Trump Foundation money. So now the attorneys, state's attorneys are looking into that.
What kind of shenanigans would this guy find himself in if he was president? Can you imagine?
They don't care though. I think I might have retweeted something or whatever, but they're like, all these corruption charges, you can prove, you can show detailed reports and proof that Don is a con, and they don't give a fuck.
You know,
because they're horrible, dumb people.
Right. When you listen to Obama speak, and, you know, I guess you don't really know whatever is in someone's heart or their brain, you can't tell. I mean, I'm not going to pretend I can read people's minds like this loon.
Which loon?
The guy that's psychoanalyzing Hillary.
Oh, yeah, right.
You know what I mean? But
who should lose his credentials?
Yeah, but
I mean, if he is any kind of a clinician, he should lose his credentials because you cannot be diagnosing people without having met them. And he's making pronouncements. He's not saying, perhaps she is this, perhaps she is that. He's saying, she's undergoing so much stress right now. You can see it. It's killing her.
Why don't you prescribe some meds for her, loon?
Why don't you meet her?
Yes.
And examine her before you're allowed to give any kind. That's all these armchair doctors that were having her. Oh, she's got Parkinson's. Look. Look how she winked her left eye there. She's got a stroke.
God, everybody fuck off. You know what I mean? Everybody calm down and fuck right off. Relax. It's fine.
So many horrible people in this country. I just don't get it. I just don't get it.
I mean, when you listen to Obama speak, do you ever feel like, what angle is he working? What's his real agenda? You believe him, right? He seems like he's speaking from his heart.
For the most part. I mean, she's a politician also, so.
But is he always working an angle? It feels like when Donald Trump is talking, he's always got a fucking angle.
Well, but Obama's angle is to do stuff that helps. If Obama is angling to get Obamacare passed, I'm kind of okay with that. If Obama is angling to get equal pay for women passed, I'm okay with that. If he's angling for racial equality, for the stopping of the suppression of the vote.
You know, the thing is,
I'm okay with
right. And with these Republicans and the GOP, when you hear them talk, you always think, what are you really saying? What do you want? What's your real agenda? Because it's all nuts. And I just don't like, do you want to go back to listening to a president like George Bush giving a speech?
Oh, my God. Trump will be if our show survives a Trumpian administration. And that's not crazy hyperbole. You know, I mean, no. We pick on people who are like, oh, the world's ending and stuff like that. Look at what he said. All you have to do is look at what Trump has said. He's not into freedom of expression. Mm-mm. He's not into freedom of the press. I'm going to open up the libel laws.
Yeah.
So I can sue for the truths they print about me.
And how would you describe what's going on in North Carolina with this cop shooting?
I'm sure Trump would find it perfectly justifiable in his brain to kill a journalist who... That guy from if that was that Fahrenholt guy from Washington Post, I'd ask for Secret Service coverage because
to protect yourself from the Secret Service.
He's the guy. No, well, from to Trump. Protect him. Yeah,
yeah.
Because he is the number one he's the number one thorn in Donald's anus for this Trump Foundation. This one guy has been single-handedly uncovering all these Trump Foundation shenanigans. And we know that Putin, Donald's worship buddy.
Oh, yes.
We know that Putin might engage in knocking off journalists or disappearing journalists that don't agree with him. And when Donald was asked about that, he was like, hey, he's a strong cunt. It's a strong country.
Yeah.
You got to do what you got to do.
Anal barbs all around.
I'm helping people out. I'm helping all the white people. So, hey, what if a journalist or two has to go missing? Yeah. I mean, that's the mindset of these people.
Trump's campaign manager got a bag of
un-American.
Cash.
Un-American.
Got a bag of cash from Russia.
Well, yeah.
For what? For what? I mean, it's all nuts, dude. It's all just, it's so, you know what? It's so suspicious. His everything surrounding him. It's also horrible that we talk about it all the time. You just don't know how to approach it. It's so bad, you can't even imagine it that it's true.
Yeah. Overwhelming.
What did you say on yesterday's show? What Maya Angelou said? If somebody shows you who they are, believe them.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a fucking cunt.
And he showed us from they're letting Mexicans in. They're rapists. And some, I assume, are good people.
And he said that a long time ago.
That was his announcement. He came down on the fucking escalator and said, they're letting rapists. Mexicans are rapists. It was day one.
This Trump gets all the benefit of the doubt. And the only thing I can figure is because he's rich, white, he's straight, and he's male. Hillary gets none of that. She gets no benefit of the doubt.
Just the opposite.
Why would you?
They assume that everything she does is corrupt and a lie. She could call Crab Diving right now and say, hi, guys, it's Thursday.
Bullshit.
And half of this knuckle dragging country would be like, she's lying.
I mean, did they always assume? It's like they just assumed. Benghazi, I mean, that's what I never understood about Benghazi. Like, what did you think her intentions were?
What do you mean?
Well, on...
I don't think she had intentions. And the two... You mean about afterwards?
Well, yeah. I mean, I mean, if they think she was lying about Benghazi and she mishandled Benghazi, I mean, why? Why was she secretly storing emails on her server? All this shit they accuse her of doing, I just don't understand what the end game would be. Just so she could be evil?
The only
I don't get it.
About the emails is maybe they could have done better having it somewhere in a secure thing. But where our government is being shown to be like a fucking Swiss cheese. We've had didn't the IRS just get hacked and some shit. They only got names and numbers or something like that.
Oh, great.
But it's all faux outrage. It's just, it's a fake scandal.
Right.
So, but yeah, it gives you pause. You're like, okay, that maybe not have been the smartest thing to do. Does that mean that I don't think she should have the nuclear codes? Because
nuclear.
She trusted an IT guy?
Of course not. But Donald Trump had the fucking nuclear codes? I mean, he has demonstrated throughout this whole campaign that his judgment is questionable, really questionable.
Right. This is a clip from some more deplorables for you. This is you mentioned him earlier, Michael Savage.
Oh God,
Michael Savage.
Fuck him. He's the worst.
Horrible,
man.
And I believe he's not allowed in England, right?
Oh yeah, no.
Isn't he the one who's not allowed to go into England for hate speech? Which they've debated over Trump.
None shall pass.
They've debated in Parliament whether or not to allow Donald Trump into the country because of the heinous things he said. And really, the only reason they kind of tabled it, they even said, is because, well, if he gets to be president, it's going to be kind of hard not to allow him in the country.
Just don't let him in. Skype.
But had he not been running for president, he might be sitting right next to Savage on that we don't let people like this into our country list.
You're banned from London. That's nuts. That's how much of a dick he is.
This is from Newsmax.
Oh, shit.
With the
trash,
equally
right?
Ninny-ish Steve Malzberg. Michael Savage on the Newsmax show.
God.
And they're going to play a clip of Shillery Killery. Shrillery.
Yes.
I'm trying to think of all the Illeries. Illery.
They say Illery?
When she was sick, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to play a clip of hers, and then they're going to offer their brilliant white insight.
Oh, yes.
Back against so-called right to work. Right to work is wrong for workers and wrong for America. Now, having said all this, why aren't I 50 points ahead, you might ask? Well, the choice for working families has never been clearer. I need your help to get Donald Trump's record out to everybody. Nobody should be fooled.
She's 100% right. Let's put out what this asshole has done.
Yeah.
And like you said, the standard has been a double standard. I don't even know how to quantify the standard.
It's camouflage.
Donald has gotten away and gets away with everything. And they say, he's been raked over the coals. Are you kidding me? He's been raked over the coals for one out of 50 things that he says, because we're so blinded by the bullshit and the heinous shit that he says that we don't have time to rake him over the coals for every sentence.
If you had told me that there's somebody run five years ago, you would have said there's some lunatic guy that's going to run for president. He's going to have so many scandals swirling around him. You're not going to be able to keep track of them all without a spreadsheet. But he's going to last throughout the whole campaign. He's going to win the primary.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? I wouldn't have believed you. We are in fucking Bizarroville.
And here we go deep into Bizarroville, right? Deep into the darkest impacted colon part.
Ooh,
of
ouch.
Of deplorable land with Michael Savage and Steve Malzberg. Here's their insightful analysis over Hillary. I wonder if they're going to say she was like yelling or something. Listen to her voice.
Yes.
Listen
Absolutely.
To her shrill voice.
Trump's record out to everybody. Nobody should be fooled.
She looked awful. She was shouting. It looked like they pulled someone off the...
She looked awful. She was shouting. That's the first thing Steve Malzberg says. White guy, white guy, white guy.
Street said, here, read this on camera. And they never did it before.
Well, look. Everyone knows who's watching her that she has neurological problems. You have
okay.
Oh my fucking!
That's Michael
God.
Savage.
Everybody knows that she has neurological problems. Kate, did you know that?
Watching her that she has neurological problems. You have to have a little compassion for her. She's an elderly woman. She's sick.
Listen,
she's
to
younger.
This,
and than Trump.
And listen to this lie.
She's sick.
Like he has one. Dick hair of sympathy for her. In any capacity. He loathes Hillary Clinton with every fiber of his racist, sexist, xenophobic, Islamophobic being.
Yes.
Michael Savage does. So when he's like, this is that like the fake Christians, right?
Oh, yes.
I'm praying for the homosexuals. But I do think that they should be stoned to death.
Oh,
but I'm
right.
Gonna pray for them because I love them.
Put down the rocks and take your prayers. Shove them up your ass.
They should be thrown out of our country out of love.
Right.
And that's where, well, we should be sympathetic towards her because, you know, she's a frail old woman, Ryan. She's a frail old woman. Meanwhile, last week, wasn't he screaming, she's an evil cuntress who is taking us on and going to kill us all.
You know what? Are we fooling ourselves to think that in the debate, Trump is not going to get skewered by her? Are we fooling ourselves to think that there's a chance he could win? Because I feel like I think there's this thing like called Trump chaos theory. And it's the idea that with Trump, if you close your mind off to any possibility of any outcome, you're going to get surprised. I mean, because anything could happen, right?
Well,
but there's no way he's going to fucking win.
They've said that the debate prep, I mean, it couldn't be more different for the two. Like Trump is, this is like the tortoise and the hare or whatever. It's like he's the hare and he's sitting eating bonbons, getting ready for the big race. And the tortoise is, you know, studying the map and things like that and getting ready and stretching and finally wins. But because he says he's doing no prep. And it is probably true because he's out. Everywhere. He's out doing rallies.
There's no time.
Everywhere now.
Where would he be?
She's gone. And now that's it. Today she took the day off to prep for the debate. And they're saying, oh, obviously her eyeball popped out.
Oh, yeah.
And they had to sew it back in.
You know, there's a competitor of ours, another podcasting network out there that's a little on the conservative side. I know the guy that runs it. I follow his stupid ass on Facebook. And he was crowing about that as well. Where is Hillary? She's not out today.
So dumb.
She's prepping.
Do I know who?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm not going to say who he is. You know who this fucking guy is. He might have a problem with a certain kind of, what do you call it?
Let's talk about it offline.
A syndrome or some sort of issue where he might need to carry a pillow with him every now and then.
I don't know who you're talking
about. Oh, yeah, you absolutely.
Well, anyway, we'll talk about it offline.
But anyway, this fuck, he says this all the fucking time. She's sick. She's absent. She's not on the campaign trail. She's studying for a fucking presidential debate or whatever she's doing. But what is the one thing that's what's a kryptonite in the debate? I've been thinking about that. What is it? I don't know.
Well, that's the thing is they've been the word coming out of the Hillary camp is that they're preparing her for all possibilities. They're looking at all the versions of Trump. And they're putting her up against all different versions of Trump. They said that she's watched every debate from the primaries several times to watch what irritates him, what sets him off, what kind of things shut him up, what kind of thing gets him going. And they said especially the exchanges between Ted Cruz and him for some reason, that they're studying the way he moves. But
Ted Cruz gets under his skin?
At the debates, he did eventually.
Yeah,
but
wow.
They finally, but Trump wasn't able to defeat Ted Cruz,
right?
In the debates, you recall, he shredded poor Jeb Bush and shit on his forehead in the corner of the playground in the first recess of the class.
So much so that his daddy is going to vote for Hillary,
and then little Marco, you know, they all. Got schlonged, but Ted Cruz in the debates never really, I don't think, lost to Trump. Remember early on, he stealthed it and didn't take Trump on. And it was only a little bit later on that they started duking it out. But they're also preparing for a sane Trump. Like, here's the double standard again.
Right.
A lot of the shit I've been reading is that Trump will be declared the victor if he doesn't spray shit the whole studio.
That, you know,
and the bar is low. If he could just keep quiet and be boring the whole hour and a half.
Yeah.
They're going to consider him the winner of the debates because
it's his job just to not make the Republicans feel stupid to go out and vote for him. The moderates maybe.
Right now. Yeah. He's got the deplorables. He's got them sewed up. He's not going to lose David Duke's vote.
No.
He's not going to lose Alex Jones's vote. Roger Stone. Yeah. These two white shit stains.
Congratulations. You've got the ignorant racist vote.
Michael Savage and Malzberg. He's not going to lose them. But that's not enough to win. He needs some of these suburban white people and college educated. He loves the poorly educated, and the poorly educated love the fuck out of him, but the educated don't. And that's one of his big problems. Men and women with college degrees ain't feeling them Trump. He's trying to appeal.
Yes.
He's trying to overcome the smarter people's logic by appealing to their racism and their xenophobia. And
horrible.
For a lot of them, it's working.
Yeah.
In the Midwest.
So what does Hillary have to do? She can't be condescending. I guess that's one thing. I don't know. I mean, because how do you,
she's been saying he's a raging lunatic. And if that lunatic doesn't show up, she's in trouble. So they've also been preparing her for sane Trump. And in that case, you got to go after him on issues and he'll know nothing. He'll know nothing. It's horrible. It's a horror. She'll say there are 37,000 of this there and 42,000 of this there, and he'll be like, "It's horrible."
He's gonna have an Uzbeki, Becky, Becky.
It's so bad. It's terrible. It's terrible. And I think it'll just. I mean, I think they're trying to figure out a way for her to poke the bear without looking like she's poking the bear. Do you know what I mean?
Like, absolutely.
Like they're waiting for her to say something. Veiled that he's going to understand
what happens when,
and that's when he's going to go off the rails and call her crooked Hillary. Which, if it was in a stadium full of Trumpalos,
it's enough.
They'd scream for him.
Build the wall.
There's not going to be these big audiences. It's just not going to happen. So
he can't be like, "Who's going to pay for it?" Mexico.
He's not going to get that instant fellation from the audience every time he says something horrible.
Well, that's a bummer for him.
Which showed on one or two of the primaries. Remember, there was like that one or two.
Oh, yeah, dude.
It was Wisconsin, wasn't it, maybe, where there was a Ted Cruz crowd?
E.
And the Trump jokes didn't go over. And
where did they hold that debate in Wisconsin? Bean Snappers?
Corn Palace. No, wait, that's Nebraska. Or North Dakota. No, where's the Corn Palace at?
I think that's in Iowa, Pat, if I had to guess. Iowa, yeah. They probably got a Corn Palace in Wisconsin, too.
There's a Corn Palace, though.
Yeah.
Woohoo!
You know, I think, too, what if the moderator, what if he has a Gary Johnson moment, and they say, they mention something like Aleppo, and he doesn't know what the fuck it is, and he stammers.
South Dakota, we're both wrong.
Oh, shit. But that could happen. I mean, the moderator could very well ask him a question that he didn't know what the fuck he's talking about.
Right, and the Republicans are already screaming because normal, sane humans would appreciate a little bit of fact-checking from the moderators. And the Republicans, knowing that facts are kryptonite...
No, we don't want facts.
...to Donald, are screaming that... That's why these two assholes are screaming about how they're going to stack the debates, because he's not getting his moderators that he wants. So it's going to be, they're already giving her biased moderators who are going to call him on his lies. That's what they're pissed about. He's going to say, you started the birther thing. And that's utterly been debunked.
They're going to...
Untrue. Yeah. Untrue.
They are going to have to bring up the birth. Do you think they'll bring up the birther issue at the debate?
She better shoe fucking horn that in.
I mean, I think the moderator should bring it up. We need to talk about it more. We're talking about a guy running for president who spent years trying to say Obama isn't, his presidency isn't legitimate because he's from Kenya. He was born in Kenya.
Right. And still, did you see that we knew he was lying when he had that press conference, and for 34 seconds he said Obama was born in America, period.
Yeah.
We knew a couple of his tiny little fingers were crossed and he was saying it, because he yesterday said, somebody asked him about it and he said, well, you know, I had to, so we could just move on. I had to say that so we could just move on. You know, he doesn't believe it. You know, that I think he believes that the president was, that there's something going on.
God. See,
because he's a racist.
No,
because
I always assumed that that was bullshit.
A racist. He kept black people out of his apartments.
That's true.
And was sued by the feds for it and lost. Twice.
Why is he even allowed at the party? How did it last this long? It's so depressing. This is our choice. People are like, oh, it's so depressing. We have to choose between two corrupt politicians. No. It's depressing that a guy who is getting filleted by the Klan, these fucking white supremacists, they love him.
It's crazy.
How is he the best choice the Republicans have? You know, the other thing that fucking bothers me is this whole thing with Trump. Is we all know that Mike Pence is going to have a big fucking role.
The role. He's going to do everything.
He's scarier than Trump.
He is really scary.
He's scarier than Trump. I put something up on Facebook.com/crabdiving about some homophobic shit he said. How he was encouraging employers, hey, you don't have to hire gay people.
Oh, yeah, and he thinks you should be able to not hire someone because they're gay. Whether you have a religious entity or not. Like, you know, you can't force a church to hire a gay person.
Right.
But if you're in the public sector,
dude,
you can't discriminate. You can't say, I'm not hiring you because you're gay.
Guy, get out and vote for fucking Hillary. There is no way that we can tolerate having any of these bigots in office. After Obama, we're in the middle of this. The LGBT community, gay people could get married. Socialized healthcare.
And read the right-wing nut jobosphere. Listen to, I want to finish this clip up, these idiots. But listen to what they say. Like Maya Angelou said, they're showing us who they are. They're gleeful and dick dripping over the fact that Trump might be president, because they know that he's going to put someone in the Supreme Court that is going to clamp shut your uteruses, ladies.
Jesus
if anyone's
Christ.
Blown a load in there. Clamp it shut, open for babies, whether you want it or not. Yeah. Enjoy your forced pregnancies.
Right. But like, what do you
say? Unless you're rich and white.
Yeah.
If
yeah.
Ivanka got pregnant and didn't want it, baby goes away. Ivanka's,
oh, absolutely.
Ivanka's on the spending a month in Greece right now.
They don't
She'll
have to
be
go
back.
To Planned Parenthood, right? They don't have to walk by people like Coach Dave Dobenmeyer yelling at him.
They go to Dr. Stoner.
Mar-a-Lago.
They go to his weed doctor, whoever that guy is.
Yeah.
And
suck it out.
Yeah, they throw her in the stirrups and hoover away. Because they've always been had access to
yeah.
it. You tell me a rich person, even when abortion was illegal, wasn't able to find a doctor that was like,
please.
We're going to, you know, hey, doc, do us a solid. My daughter had sex with a black guy. Now she's pregnant.
Oh, okay. Well, geez, guys.
Let's get that monster out of there.
What? You had me at hello.
Here's the rest of the Steve Malzberg.
Oh, God.
And Michael Savage analyzing Hillary.
God, I hate Michael Savage.
Shouting is the first thing Steve Malzberg said. Listen to her shout. God, who wants to listen to that woman shout at us for 4 years? It's like my marriage.
Jesus.
Don't look. Everyone knows who's watching her that she has neurological problems.
Oh,
you have to have a little
God.
Compassion for her.
Fuck off.
She's an elderly woman. She's sick. She shouldn't be running for the office, but she's a power mad woman, as we well know. And there's so much at stake.
She's power elderly. Mad. She's sick. She's power mad. Trump's older.
Yes.
Trump is obese. And
power mad.
Talk about power mad.
I mean, he's the definition of power mad, right?
Here's somebody who has no business driving onto the grounds of the White House, yet thinks he should be running the place. He thinks, think of the hubris there, of the insanity to think that he should be running this whole country, having done nothing for the people.
And you insult him and you critique him immediately. You're a loser. You're worthless. You're a piece of shit.
Yeah. And think about that when he's got all the power.
Yeah.
Think about when crab diving makes fun of his little hands.
Listen, I think we can do it, but we got to... Yeah.
I think you're enemies of the state. I think you're enemies of the state.
We need to broadcast
in that Patriot Act
from a fucking van or a boat somewhere in the middle of nowhere.
And the world is just the world is like, what are you guys doing? What's happening? And they're scared. You know why they're scared? Because we've got the biggest guns on the fucking cunting planet. We are the big guys. There ain't no two superpowers anymore. There's only one.
It's us.
Yeah.
We've got all the fucking shit that goes boom.
And you're going to put it in tiny little orange hands.
In the hands of a racist.
And basically Lord. Into a junta of extremists. Of the most vile, alt-right, disgusting extremists that we could dredge up.
Which at least those extremists, they're kind of predictable. But Trump is scary to me because... I mean, I don't know. Anything's possible with him. You imagine having a president that, like, you just don't know what he's going to do. You can't predict him.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But she's a power mad woman, as we well know. And there's
power
so much
mad.
At stake that she'll run until the worst possibility could occur.
She'll run until the worst possibility. So she'll run until she dies.
No, yes.
Which, if it was Trump, they would be erecting statues
oh, sure.
to his fortitude.
Oh,
if
yeah.
If he got pneumonia and took 2 days off.
Right.
And then came back full blazing.
Oh, my God.
They really would try to be carving his face on Rushmore. With or they're carving his ball sack on Rushmore next to Lincoln's head.
You don't think that power hungry freak doesn't sit there and fantasize about someone making a statue of him?
Oh. He's what do you mean make? He's got paintings of
oh,
himself
God, he's
all
got
over
that
the place.
6 foot tall painting.
You see, they found it by the way.
No,
somebody it was on the Twitters.
Oh, that's
somebody
so
found the
funny.
10 foot Trump that, and it's in like a restaurant somewhere, one of his facilities. Anyway,
it's in a restaurant.
Here is
who wants to eat. And look at that.
That she'll run until the worst possibility could occur. There's a lot of people saying she's not making it to the finish line. She's like an old nag on a racetrack who people are saying cannot complete the last few laps of that track. Donald, on the other hand, from a lifetime of meatloaf and mayonnaise, apparently is getting stronger as he goes on. I remember when he...
Oh, God. Hold on. Hold on. Wait a second. I'm almost there.
Oh,
keep talking about Donald a little bit more and how macho he is and those big sacky balls that he's got.
Shoot it all over the shag carpeting.
What, how pathetic. And the
this
comments...
is totally insane.
It's like those comments over at that WND article about how... these two are the same way. It's the feminization of America.
A feminization.
Nag. That there was one comment at the other place that said the feminization of our society is the number one problem in the world.
Got
the
it.
World. The feminization.
He called her a nag. A nag.
How feminist is ISIS? I thought right. ISIS is their big problem in the world.
Right.
But this ninny was saying that feminism is actually the big problem. Maybe ISIS is mad because their evil women are trying to be equal. Maybe
right.
that's what got the guys all pissed. Now they're all head choppy and shit.
Oh, yes. By the way, I'm sorry. God. We didn't agree on this before we went on the air, but are we saying ISIS is not feminist?
I'm going to go out on a limb.
I support you.
God, these people.
I mean, dude, this is so batshit crazy. But you know, one thing I don't understand.
But this is mainstream Republican now.
Right.
This is mainstream Republican. We used to talk about these people a couple years ago, and we were shining a light on them. Now they're out in the middle of the town square. But with crowds.
Here's what I don't get, though, because you mentioned the Supreme Court earlier, right? SCOTUS. You said that's a scary thing, right? If he gets elected, he appoints Supreme Court
terrifying.
Justices, right? And that's what Republicans want. Then explain George Herbert Walker Bush not supporting him. I mean, does he realize that if Hillary's elected, they're going to appoint liberal judges?
Right. That shows that apparently, despite my beliefs, they have some integrity. GHWB.
Right.
There's a great meme going around.
Yes.
It says five presidents against Trump. And it shows our five living former presidents.
Okay.
Are there five?
Yeah.
Jimmy Carter, Bill Clinton, Barack Hussein.
Yes.
GWB and GW. HWHQZ.
Right. And Ford.
Dead. So that's five.
Damn.
And including our current president.
Right.
Those five are anti-Trump. Even the Republican-y ones. Those five are anti-Trump. And then under it said, here's two presidents that are pro-Trump. And it was Kim Jong-un and Vladimir Putin.
Because Kim Jong-un said he wanted Trump elected.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Sure.
I mean, it's not only all the racists and the fucking Klansmen that want to elect Trump. It's this guy who's in charge of this weird fucking country called North Korea where people are being starved to death. There's genocide.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Right. Aren't there horrible crimes against humanity happening in that country? We don't even know what the fuck is going on. It's so bad.
Your whole family goes to a prison camp if you do something wrong.
Yeah. Everybody's got to have the haircut of the great leader. He endorses Trump.
Yeah, and the news that goes out is Trumpian. The great leader played golf today and got three holes in one.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's not an exaggeration. That's the kind of news they put out about their leader. It's they cultify him.
Well, don't they sort of infer that he has magical powers?
And look at how these people talk about Trump.
Oh, meatloaf and mayonnaise, but he's getting older, but still stronger.
Yeah.
He must be a god.
Even Dr. Oz, when he was reading his, oh, your testosterone, whoa. Holy shit, man. You got, you must have big hangers there. Whoa.
Oh, yeah.
It's really good.
And also, too, the way that campaign is expecting everyone to swallow, you know, his ideas and his policies. I mean, he's not explaining how he's going to do anything. And the idea that he's building this wall and that Mexico's going to pay for it, it's like these conservative idiots are buying into some magic.
Yeah.
Some Trumpian magic.
It's the cult of personality. And where does that lead us?
I don't know.
No, nowhere good places.
Nowhere good, baby. We're fucked.
A few laps of that track. Donald, on the other hand, from a lifetime of meatloaf and mayonnaise, apparently is getting stronger as he goes on. I remember when he was on my show a year or two ago, I said, where do you get the stamina from? He said, my mother and father. Because I know his diet is terrible. I mean, you want to talk about cholesterol. He loves meatloaf and mashed potatoes. Typical old line American diet. But the fact is, he's a strong man. They're trying to, of course, deflect the scandals around her. The
non-scandals. It's beyond baffling to any observer with a brain that we're coming up with shit. If we say to a Republican, this man took money from a charity that other people donated to.
Yes.
And they think their money's going to help some kid put off on his eyes somewhere in Central Africa to keep the flies from eating his eyeballs.
Oh, sure.
And they end up paying a fine for his too tall flag.
And the idea,
they don't care about that.
And it is not lost on me that
that shouldn't even be investigated is my point to them. Right. Yet Hillary,
a server,
anything she's done must have a special Senate subcommittee.
I mean, someone even said that when she fell over that there were invisible shackles on her legs.
And they've found nothing, by the way. All of these kangaroo courts have found nothing.
There must be something. Surely there's a smoking gun.
You can't tell me that
she killed Vince Foster.
That Trey Gowdy. You can't tell me that nude fucking Gingrich.
I mean, if there was something
Bill
there,
Clinton even handed them shit to impeach him. Well, he really didn't. Well, DNA. He did. It was perjury that he was impeached for. He wasn't impeached for blowing a load on a dress.
Right.
Or for cheating on Hillary.
Sure.
He was ultimately impeached for lying to Congress when he said, I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
Right. I mean, this flagpole thing, it is not lost on me.
Speaking of.
Yes. Ooh, yes.
Everybody's got flagpole problems. Like, Bill Clinton had.
To me, it seems like such a small thing. It's a flagpole that's too tall. So what do? You make it shorter. You take it down. I assume if you own some place like Mar-a-Lago.
Donald Trump, I'm rich and I don't have to.
And it's psychosis.
That's the mindset. I'm rich, white. I do what I want. Your laws mean nothing to me.
But so now that way of thinking, it seems to turn everything into an insane fucking scandal. He attracts chaos.
Well, he's a shyster.
He's like a snowball.
But not everybody. There's a lot of billionaires that look at him and they're like, nobody's like that. Nobody's like that. There's a story I put up on our Facebook about, it's like everybody in New York knows Trump. What's wrong with you people?
They know
him because he's been Don the Con in New York for 40 years. And they know all of his shenanigans. And they hear about when he's bankrupting something or he's being sued by something or they've heard all of this from him. They know people that have worked with him and won't do business with him because he just fucks you. He's even among businessmen. Remember Bloomberg, who could buy and sell Don probably five times, which drives Don crazy.
Rich?
Oh yeah. Bloomberg, are you kidding? It drives Don crazy that little JVW has more money than him, I'm sure.
God.
But Don, Bloomberg said, look, I know business. I know New York business people. They all think he's a crook. Nobody in New York does business with
that
man.
Nobody wants to deal with this
guy. That's why he has to go to Russia. To get people to build his buildings. He crawls in bed with Russian oligarchs and gets their money. That's why he won't show his taxes, probably. He's probably got a lot of foreign attachments.
To weird fucking banks and shit.
And they want him to be president. He has obvious... They say, Saudi Arabia paid money to the Clinton Foundation! And then they got a meeting with Hillary.
And the point is, you know, it's funny. I love the point you made yesterday. Is like, the Clinton Foundation actually does shit like to fight AIDS and stuff like this.
It has open books. We could go right now on the internet and download the the books,
the finances for this
of the Clinton Foundation, which they don't have to release, but they did, they do, because of this shit.
So then why? What's and all the fucking
they
fuss
receive
about?
0.0 money. There was an idiot. I saw somebody having a Twitter war with a Trumpalo, and they were saying she got money directly from the Saudis, and they said this is not the case. There's the Clintons have received 0.0. She got money. We know it. It's proof. You're lying. The mainstream media is lying. Those facts are lying. The IRS is lying because Obama runs it.
And he's black.
They're like, here's the financials that they filed. It's a lie because Obama, you know, Obama's changing those numbers. Jeez. They're so batshit crazy. And
why would the Republicans,
the evil Republicans have frothed up these idiots?
I cannot believe, you know, it's crazy to me that that party has allowed a guy that has a pending, what is it? He's being named in a civil suit for a rape.
Two rapes. Underage rapes. Not that any rape is.
Well, no, but I would think if I'm the Republicans, I'm like, hey, guys, white. Yeah, let's run a white guy, but let's find a white guy without a pending rape charge or even an accusation, maybe.
In a normal world.
That would be the case, right?
That would drag down people. Yeah.
Do you remember Gary Hart?
Yeah.
He ran for president when? In the late 80s?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, and he got in trouble because
80s, 90s.
A picture surfaced of him with some chick on his lap. I don't even remember
on
her name.
On a boat.
On a boat. And it came out that he had an affair with her. I mean, we're talking about, and he didn't even get, he was knocked out.
Summarily executed from the party, basically.
And Mondale ran, or was it Dukakis? It was Dukakis that year.
Yeah, that was not a great choice. Great liberal, not a great personality.
Those big eyebrows, but I mean, you know, a girl on his lap sunk him. It's just
Gary Hart,
right? Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. It's just weird,
right? Well, they impeached Obama or Bill Clinton because of a sex scandal,
right?
And they knew they didn't have the votes.
Yeah.
This is another. It was a purely political theater because they knew in the Senate that they didn't have 2/3 of the Senate that would convict him. Yet Newt Gingrich and the House, Dennis Hastert, Denny the Diddler.
Oh, yes.
was
Penny.
And that herd of self-righteous sex scandal assholes themselves.
Oh, yeah.
At least it was consensual when he, I mean, well, I guess you can't say it was really consensual with Bill Clinton, but. Because it was a powered thing.
Oh, yeah.
It's untoward.
The president and the fucking intern. Oval Office whipping out his dick.
That's untoward. But yes. If it had been Angela untoward. Merkel that he blew a load on her face, if it was an equal.
Oh, right. Are you saying if Bill Clinton.
If it wasn't.
Fact,
a, if it
ejaculated
wasn't,
upon Angela Merkel because they're both.
If it
leaders.
Wasn't a sexual harassment deal.
Oh, yes.
If it was just a cheating deal.
Right. We got to animate that part. Who
none of that is
that?
Illegal.
Oh, yeah.
It became illegal, maybe, when he lied about it.
Right.
But he shouldn't have been dragged in front of congressional hearings in the first place. Over a sex scandal.
It's insane. Losing their mind over how he defined is. And now look where we are. It's crazy.
The here is the end of these two assholes.
Ooh,
not us. We still have a few minutes left of the show. These assholes, us, the assholes, have a few minutes left of our show. But here's the end of this clip of Steve Malzberg and Michael Savage, two horrible, deplorable white guys trying to pretend. I love Michael Savage trying to pretend that he's concerned about Hillary.
Oh, God.
I'm concerned. You know, she's old. She's going to keep going until she drops.
He's a strong man. They're trying to, of course, deflect the scandals around her. The Clinton Foundation slush fund.
There's no scandal.
Slush fund.
There's no scandal.
And just like you said, why doesn't Michael Savage just go on the internet and look at the fucking slush fund?
And by the way, guess what a couple of ninnies in the House have been asking for now already?
What?
A special committee to look into the Clinton Foundation.
Oh, my fucking. Did they not realize the attorney general in New York is looking into the Trump Foundation?
What? But when the Democrats have asked for that, the Republicans are like, oh, that's nothing.
Oh, geez. Oh, okay, sure. We'll take you at your word. That seems reasonable.
The Clinton Foundation slush fund, the foreign donations, the missing emails. God knows the scandals that surround her. And, of course, the vermin in the media are saying turn it on him. They can't turn it on him. The more they try to, the more ludicrous she looks and the better he looks.
The vermin in the media.
God
by,
damn it.
Again, by playing clips of what Donald says and does and how he says it and does it, it's the vermin media.
I mean, that is just, God. I mean, they're talking about going after people like us if Trump's president for being...
We're the vermin media.
But he's the vermin.
And they want to clamp down upon us. We don't... Have we ever said that these assholes should be taken off the air?
Fuck no.
Have we ever said they should be thrown in jail for what they're saying?
Of course not.
That's not what's coming from the other side.
No.
They think we should be in jail.
That's insane.
People like us should be in jail. Flaming liberals.
And you know,
are enemies
thing,
of the state.
The most, what we spend doing most of the time is just playing what Republicans say.
Right.
We're just playing what they say.
Well, and how scary our show's become because, like I said, when we were starting out, people like this, like Malzberg and Michael Savage, were in the deepest, darkest, smelly sewer holes of the right.
Yeah.
I mean, they had the scary enough constituents and everything like that. But because of the Republicans pouring Miracle-Gro on the angry white people, because they don't want to change, they don't want to evolve and
right.
become human and maybe realize that their policies don't really help black people. Or their policies don't really help brown people or women.
We got a buffoon running around, running for office in the midst of all these fucking cop shootings who's like, I love our cops. We don't have a problem with law enforcement. And then he finally almost comes around. Yes, was it yesterday you made that statement about the woman that shot the unarmed black person in, was it Oklahoma?
Yeah. And yeah, he almost sounded human.
But even then it was strange. It was like, I don't know what you...
But then he went and turned a nice vanilla experience into a Cleveland steamer when hours later he said, I want nationwide stop and frisk.
Oh, yeah.
In the morning, he's saying, you know, this cop, this lady, but did you notice it was a lady cop? There might have been that level, too.
Oh, I see.
That woman cop, he said.
How could a woman murder?
That woman cop, I don't know what she was thinking.
Oh, I bet you.
What was she thinking? And he said that bullshit about, he looked like he was doing everything, which is true. He's like, he looked like he was doing everything. He was complying.
Yeah,
he looked
yeah.
like a great guy.
What's the idea?
This is Trump. He looked like a great guy, wonderful guy.
Listen.
And they shot him.
And what you said is right. It is sexist. What was she thinking? She must have been confused.
She choked.
Because she has ovaries. She has a uterus. She didn't make the right decision.
In Don Land.
Her fallopian tubes were kerfunkled.
Right when you think he's
what an idiot.
Almost being human without the age.
He ain't.
A couple hours later, somebody says, what are you going to do about all that black-on-black crime?
We're going to search them all. Frisk them. Fuck yeah,
and
baby.
He says, I stop and frisk. Worked very well. Worked very well.
God. Is it Richard Pryor, the guy that tells the story about...
I'm sorry, being a black person.
Yeah.
Walking somewhere and just being stopped.
Well, that, yeah.
And frisked. I can't wrap...
I think Richard Pryor...
My white brain around it.
...does a thing about it. And he's like, you know, how are you supposed to go out and have a good time? And on the way where you're going, you get profiled, you get stopped, you get searched. Do you feel like going out and partying or you just want to go home?
Right.
You're depressed. You're freaked out. You're scared.
And does that make you like white people? Does that make you want to? I mean, and that's the same thing with the ISIS. They don't understand that by Trump trying to fan the flames of alienation of our Muslim brethren is a recruitment poster for fucking ISIS. Because ISIS wants us to hate Muslims.
Oh, yeah.
So that they turn... And hate us. This guy, the guy that killed the recent bombs, the
In New York? In New York, yeah. Jersey?
Well, one of the things they're looking into is the fact that his family owned a burger stand or something, and they made claims that there was Islamophobia, that they were being treated like shit in this New York town or whatever the hell that they're in.
Right.
Because of their Islamitudinous.
Islamitudinous.
So why would this guy, who may be in a shitty financial situation here in America, he comes here, he gets naturalized, and then all of a sudden 9/11 hits, and now white people are looking at him like he drove a plane into a building and insult him, treat him like shit. Maybe they look at him weird when he goes to...
how does that make you feel?
Well, exactly.
You're and then, always under suspicion.
And then he goes to Pakistan or something, and somebody's like, here's Allah. We'll shove some Allah up your ass.
Right.
And he's dumb and vulnerable, just like the dumb, vulnerable Christians here, and ends up being radicalized and comes back hating America. And he comes back to a country where there's a lot of orange worshipers who want him flung out of this country, even though he's a naturalized citizen. They're crying online about the fact that he's getting due process. He should be designated an enemy combatant, Ryan.
What if it were you?
His white rights away. He should be designated an enemy combatant and lose all of his rights. And they're okay with that.
Oh, yeah.
They're okay with that.
Because he's brown.
What happens when crab diving is an enemy combatant and they decide that we have no rights because we're saying bad stuff about the little orange handed fascist?
It's going to be less funny on iTunes.
We got to bail, everybody. We're back tomorrow, regular time, Faithless Friday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 on the Eastern Tide Coast. Don't forget to download us at iTunes, at Stitcher, and at crabdiving.com. Ryan's going to be doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed, at RatedRComedy, Instagram, at RatedRComedy, or go to his website, RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter, or it's the Gash, at Vile Experience.
Instagram.
Fucking Vile.
We'll be back tomorrow, everybody. Yeah. Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram, at crabdiving.
Yeah.